A few days before a nearly sold-out show in Greensboro, Bruce Springsteen canceled in protest of House Bill 2. Cirque du Soleil and the rock groups Boston and Pearl Jam have also canceled shows in the state in opposition of the law. WFAE's arts and culture reporter Sarah D'Elia joins us now to give us a rundown of some other reactions in the arts community. Sarah, since Springsteen canceled that show, other artists have followed his lead. Who are they?
We've heard that Ringo Starr won't be playing. He was scheduled to come through and play in Cary in June. Last week, Ani DeFranco, who's a fairly political musician, said she won't be scheduling any performances in North Carolina because of HB 2. Eric Shiner is the director of the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was scheduled to talk to a Master of Fine Arts class at UNC Chapel Hill later this month. He said he regretted having to cancel, but as a museum who represents an iconic and gay artist, he felt it was necessary.
And on the flip side, there are artists who say they don't support HB2 but are still keeping their North Carolina tour dates. Who are they and why are they still coming?
Artists like Brandi Carlile, she's a singer-songwriter who is also openly gay, and she says she's still coming because she doesn't want to punish her fans because of HB2. She'll be in Wilkesboro and Greensboro in May. Mumford & Sons was in Charlotte last week. They said they'd be making a donation to an LGBT organization. Jimmy Buffett is still coming later in the month to a show in Raleigh, another in Charlotte. Again, someone who doesn't support HB2. Cyndi Lauper will be in Raleigh in June and making a donation to Equality NC. Then there are musicians like Laura Grace Jane. She's the lead singer of the punk band Against Me. She's a transgender woman and says they have a huge following in the LGBT community, and to cancel would be a disservice. But she's actually gotten a fair amount of pushback from people who say not boycotting North Carolina is like crossing a picket line.
But I also think that there's a lot of merit to the idea, too, of like if you are an artist going there and you are going to play your show, turning your show into an event that people can rally around and raise some money that can do some good.
So that's what they're doing. They'll be giving some money from that show to Time Out Youth, which is an LGBT advocacy group. They'll be in Durham in May.
Well, when someone decides not to come, it will affect businesses. What are some examples of that happening?
There's an interesting piece that caught our attention written by Linda Marie Barrett. She's the general manager of the independent bookstore Malaprops in Asheville. And she wrote an op-ed for the New York Times about how the boycott is hurting the store. There's an author, Sherman Alexie, who was scheduled to give a talk there, but canceled because of HB2. And she says she completely understands and respects his decision, but to quote her from the article that she wrote to give you an idea of what she says, quote, "For 34 years, we've had authors' backs when their books were challenged or their events protested. We need authors to have our backs, too." Authors choosing to boycott the state is kind of like a slap in the face to the store, not just financially, but also this bookstore is a cultural hub that serves and has employees from the LGBT community. She said, in some ways, if they can't bring in authors, which generates funds, they feel abandoned.
What about locally here in Charlotte?
Organizations in Charlotte have come out with statements against HB2 that are in the arts community, the Arts and Science Council, the McCall Center, and Blumenthal. I spoke with Tom Gabbert, the president and CEO of Blumenthal Performing Arts, and he says he's worried about the public perception of Charlotte. He says he's talked to dozens of artists who have thought about canceling shows in Charlotte because of HB2 or have questions about how people will be treated.
People who are coming here within the next few weeks, in fact, calling us to find out how are my fans going to be treated if I have LGBT audiences, what are they going to face in your facility? In our case, we were able to tell them we are a private nonprofit. We do operate government facilities, but as a private nonprofit, we can set our own rules.
He added that so far, they haven't had any cancellations, but many in the arts world in and out of the state have eyes on Charlotte and North Carolina, waiting to see what happens next.
WFAE's arts and culture reporter, Sarah D'Elia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Marshall.